Hey everybody, this is Daryl with AfterBuzz TV. I was recently looking to buy a car and thought to myself, there has to be a better way. It's such a stressful process. That's when my friend told me about a new way to buy a car. It's called TrueCar.com. At TrueCar.com, you can actually see what others paid for the car you're looking for in your area, so you know when you're getting a great price. Because at TrueCar.com, you get a savings certificate, and you just take that savings certificate to a TrueCar.com certified dealer, so you don't need to worry about the hassle and anxiety of the old way to buy a car. And TrueCar.com users save an average of $3,000 off the MSRP. So seriously, if you're ready to buy a car, why wouldn't you go to TrueCar.com? Negotiation-free guaranteed savings, a hassle-free experience, and a TrueCar certified dealer that is committed to a new and better way to buy a car. Come on, save time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good, Gene Johnson. AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Grey's Anatomy After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Grey's Anatomy After Show.
Nobody knows where it might end up.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
I don't. That's right. Hey. Oh. What? Work it out. Work it, work it. Oh.
Oh. Oh, oh. Oh, Ramon.
That was pretty good.
Hey, you guys, welcome back to the Grey's Anatomy After Show on AfterBuzz TV. We are back. Yes, yay. Yes. Jason Carter here with you. Hello, ladies.
How Hi. Are you? I'm your girl Star Session in the house, and we got Kelly.
And special shout out to Julie, who is popping out children.
Just children, week Just after week.
Week after week after week after week, yes. We're back. Thursday nights are always a pleasure here at AfterBuzz TV. And tonight's episode, throw it all away. Was the thing it was called? Throw it away? Something like that? Throw something? I don't know. I don't ever look at the titles anymore because it doesn't matter.
They Oscar the Baby.
Okay, yeah. Oscar the Baby. Fine. Yeah, Grey's Anatomy Season 10 is in full swing, and I know you guys don't want to address the comments online, but I just want to say thank you.
Don't word it like that.
Thank you guys for commenting and for all the wonderful, correspondence you have with
you
us.
You didn't intro that very wrong.
Yeah, and you didn't even look at the comments. We were on the comments this week. So
you didn't even read them.
No, okay. We absolutely love the comments on YouTube and iTunes and all of that. But everyone was bringing up Callie's name, and we're not on a soapbox up here. We're just having a good time and having fun.
I mean,
so a little poking fun is...
She was named after a Nickelodeon cartoon. It's cool. You know, it's all good. No, but seriously, we don't mean to offend people, but I mean, you know, Calliope, it's a weird name. I mean, Star, your name's weird. It has two R's, and backward, it's Rats.
Rats.
You know?
That's right.
You're Kelly with an IE.
I know.
You're very unique. Anyways, but yes, tonight's episode was really, really good. So I have to talk about the music because all day people have been tweeting me about, Jason, did you get this? Y'all wake up early to tweet me about Grey's Anatomy.
I'm talking
about
time zones.
6 a.m., 4 a.m.
Time zones.
Last week we commented on how it was a bunch of 80s covers.
We loved it.
We loved it. Well, apparently for the rest of season 10, it's all going to be 80s covers.
Which I think is cool.
Wonderful,
I really
yes.
do. The only thing is there are a lot of great, great songs in the
80s. Right.
And I swear if I hear Time After Time, Remy, no. one more time.
Well, that'll be the last time.
One more time.
I agree. Yeah,
I enjoy Time After Time.
I love the song.
However,
I love the song, but there are so many other great
covers.
Of it.
Well, now they covered it, and now they're moving on. So
right.
we want to hear
yes.
it.
Yes. Yeah. Well, Alexandra Petsavis and Shonda Rhimes actually had this idea last year for doing. You know, they call it the '80s project, where they wanted to do all the covers. But you know what clearance is, and it costs a lot of money,
right.
to do covers one and to find artists that have actually covered the song
and make it sound mm-hmm. good.
Right. You know, that's a big endeavor to take on. So kudos to you guys for that because they really pulled it off without a hitch. And so I just want to talk about that real quick.
But it's called like the 80s project,
it's the
80s right?
project, that's it.
Yeah.
The 80s project.
Well, I like they had Man Eater, they had Tainted Love, right. mm-hmm. and Time
Tainted
After
Love.
Time.
Yeah, pretty good.
And then, you know, they're also going to cover 90s. They're going to have Baby Got Back.
Stop
cover
it.
Of Baby Got Back. That's what I heard. Just kidding.
Like, stop it. You're ridiculous.
That is not an 80s project.
A cover of Ice Baby? Oh, wicked.
Slow it down.
Ballad.
I know. Like,
love
ice,
it.
Ice Baby. Too cold. Woo.
A mess.
But
okay.
I do know, Where Are the Shoes? They are covering Whitney Houston, How Will I Know, in one of the episodes.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Great.
Too soon?
No.
Okay. Cool.
So her daughter lost way too much weight in the news, FYI.
Really? Is she
really
awake?
Sick.
Okay, we'll talk about that.
Anyways.
That gap.
Different show.
Stop.
Different show.
I bet
her middle name's Calliope.
Okay,
stop. Anyways.
Oh, no.
So tonight's episode was a myriad of things.
There's
would you say?
So many patients.
So many.
And with all the, like, interesting, intricate names, I couldn't keep up.
And after Buzzers, was that not Renesmee?
From stop it.
Twilight. Alyssa, was she not Renesmee? I swear she
from
was
from Twilight? Renesmee. Absolutely not.
If it was, please let me know
and
on YouTube.
I promise
YouTube.
You it was not.
Okay, because she looked real dead ringer for Renesmee.
Yeah, but this poor child has grown up with, what was it, kind of like arthritis in her leg. She has, and a very, very severe version of that.
Yes.
And Callie's been working on her for the last 3 years to try to get it corrected, help relieve the pain, and it's just not happening. And she wants her legs gone. She wants the pain to stop.
She's like, I'm over it.
Her dad is having a really hard time with that. And I mean, how do you feel about that? You know, she's a young girl. Obviously, she can't legally make her own choice for that. But
I feel, Kel, you're right. You make a good point that she's a young girl. She can't legally make her own choice, but you know yourself. You know, her gut. I mean, and kids have the best intuition because they're not all jaded and messed up by the world yet.
Right.
What they truly feel is authentic. Kids say the darndest things, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So by her saying that is really how she truly feels. And I'm sure, and kids, when they come to a decision on something, it's like stone cold, ironclad, the end, you know? So I think I think she was in the right frame of mind.
Well,
decision.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. I mean, going through what she's gone through so far, the maturity level is already going to be raising the bar.
Right.
You know, she has to grow up a little bit faster than other kids, just so she can understand what her disease is and how she's going to fix it. Like, she has to grow up. So she's grown up enough to know that, like, she's probably on the internet seeing all these lovely people that are running with, that are disabled.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, she was passionate. She wanted what she wanted, and she finally got it.
Well, I like that she understood the difference between which her dad didn't understand, because she already saw herself as disabled. She can't stand for more than 3 minutes. She's in constant pain all the time. She'd rather be disabled without the pain and be able to do all the things that she wants to do. And she really, at that young age, saw the difference in that, which her dad didn't.
Right.
Which I thought was a pretty interesting take on that, because he was worried about her being made fun of and all these things that could happen either way. And that's just, I would rather deal with the name calling versus being in physical pain all the time. And it was good to see that she had such a strong and mature, like you said, outlook on it. Well, you know, she just wants to finally live her life.
Yeah. Well, it was just interesting to see that, like, Callie has been working on this, and she's a little selfish in it because she wants to see it work. But Arizona not backing her up.
Ooh.
I mean, come on. We were a little dramatic. We were like, ooh, no, she didn't. I love that part.
But I also love that Arizona took responsibility for the reason why Callie was pushing so much for this girl to keep continuing the same treatment, because she felt like she was the reason why Callie felt guilty and didn't want to amputate.
Arizona
even
was
that it was a better thing.
Yeah, Arizona was really grown up tonight. She was making like grown up
decisions.
I was
a bigger fan of Calzona tonight than I have been in a
me
while.
Me too.
She finally turned around the way that we have been hoping that she would do.
Right.
And I was very happy to see it throughout the episode.
Yes, Calzona fans, you heard it here first. We are no longer haters of Calzona. We're moving to the other side.
Well,
moving.
Are we? Do we all have to be in agreement of that?
No, absolutely not.
Because
remember,
time after time, this is going to happen again. They are going to fight again, and we're going to be sick of it over and over and over again. Because it's time after time, clearly.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean?
So, JessD1509 on Twitter says, JDC Forever, which was me, I hope your opinion has changed or at least lightened a little bit. It has. Thank you. I am tonight. I got to see a different side of Calzona that I actually was favorable of.
Oh,
so it's good.
You.
But
okay.
We also have still the sexual harassment drama going on.
It's lingering.
It's very lingering. It's like the fart that doesn't clear out of the room.
Stop
you know?
It.
It's
love
just like,
that.
Like,
did
I
you
mean,
just say what I thought?
Yes. It's like, do you still smell that?
Well, we ended off last week's episode with Karev and Joe.
Joe.
Yeah. basically admitting that they're together and, like, it's just not right. So this week's episode that they are suspended for, what, three days. For back-talking the board, right? He got reprimanded for that.
And so, Joe's just thrown off Pete's.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know.
Thrown off Pete's.
Go learn something else. Your punishment is I'm going to teach you another service.
I thought that was cool.
I think so, but why would they name her Joe? That's Joe. It. Like, what are her real names? Like,
I think it's Joanne.
Joe. Probably Joe. It's so, like, I don't know.
You
Joe.
Stop it with the names.
I know.
Yeah, because we're the.
That's enough.
I don't care. Yes, my bad.
Yeah, there you go. We're going to get reprimanded.
I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead. Yeah. So, you know, this whole sexual harassment thing's going on, and we always see HR. Like, whenever someone brings up HR, it's like, ooh, HR. I'll get HR. I'm going to call HR. You know, yeah. HR is like this entity that's just like big brother over everyone, you know?
But how do you feel about calling HR? How do you feel about what Leah did? I mean, finding out what the real complaint was actually was surprising, and I kind of thought she was right.
She was right. However,
I don't know if I necessarily feel like go run to HR. There should have been an actual conversation before you go that far.
But. I mean, I say step to the person, be an adult, and be like, look, huh? This is what you did.
No, I'm with you. No, going to the chief first.
Right.
There were so many steps that skipped.
A pecking order. And
just out of respect for, you know, the situation and also for the part that you played in it.
Yeah.
It's not like she was 100% completely innocent. Even though in her complaint, I feel like she was right. But the whole grand scheme of things, she wasn't the innocent party to jump all those steps and just go do that.
Okay. Let's just be honest. She was all lovey-dovey and over the top and, like, she didn't get her way in this situation. Mm-hmm. And then the Callie finds out and she's mad about it. She, of course, is going to be mad about it. But you speak to her, as you said. You know, I got a noise complaint in my apartment and I was like, livid. Like, come to me and tell me I'm loud. You know what I mean? That's what she should have done. She should have just really went to her and talked to her about it. Because in the end, like, really, she's pretending as if she's really complaining that the patient was in danger and, like, I wasn't able to learn. But really, you got to just ride the wave of being dumped.
And why does she take so long to do it? Again, I think that her point is valid. She
I agree.
Does make a good point, but I feel like it's by the time she emotionally got over it and decided she was really going to be mad about it, she found a rational way to justify it, I feel.
Well, and also, I mean, Leah was like stage 5 clinger. You know
what
I mean?
That's what I'm trying to say.
You know, it's like kind of, she was like almost like
she's still a little crazy now that she
like
went to HR.
Stirring your bunny in the pot.
But
you know,
I don't believe what she said when she talked to Arizona that she understood what the relationship was. I think that's crap.
Yep. All right, well, girls, we'll continue this conversation when we come back after these messages. Quick commercial break.
Woo!
Ooh.
Okay.
Tuesdays on Oxygen.
I'm Maria Menounos, and my life can get a little crazy. I host Extra. I'm an actor, producer, dancer, wrestler, and a lot of other things.
I live with Kevin, my boyfriend of 15 years.
Do you really love me?
I would say that I'm in serious like.
And my parents. Yep, I just said I live with my parents.
You drive me crazy.
You drive me crazy.
My parents want us to get married.
You both love each other. Get married.
Kevin and I don't.
I am going to get married when I want to get married.
I think I want kids. Kevin definitely doesn't want them now.
This is being pushed on to us.
And of course, my parents wanted them yesterday.
This year, you got to have it.
And I have a house full of people counting on me financially.
If I take my eye off the ball, everything can fall apart.
It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks or wants us to do. It's what we want to do.
Everyone thinks that they know what's best for me, but I'm really the only one.
I have got to figure things out.
Chasing Maria Menounos is so new. Every Tuesday at 10, 9 central, starting March 18th, only on Oxygen.
And we're back.
We're back. We are back. Cody Keplinger on Twitter, at Cody Keplinger, says, as a disabled woman, Arizona's story, this episode was so true. Love seeing her growth. I became a fan of her tonight. Hashtag Grace. Awesome for that, Cody. Thank you for reaching out. We love hearing from you.
We have some great fans tonight. Yeah. We got TSoAmazing_22.
Jacqueline Adino, Dynamite Jack.
Mm-hmm. Bethany _TTYL.
Kelly Oliski. Oh, wait, no, that's your
Our cast is tweeting. That's great.
I was like, wait, Kelly,
did you do Andy 24 packs?
I know her.
Dynamite Jax. Now, Dynamite Jax was crying in this week's episode, but we'll get there. We'll get there.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it was a tearjerker at the end, but we'll get there.
It was. So, okay, let's touch on the patients real quick. We had Alyssa, who had the weird leg disease. We had the guy who had cirrhosis, liver issue.
He had a liver issue?
Yeah, he was...
The one that was brain dead?
No.
Oh. See, there were so many characters and then so many patients.
The little boy that Alex wanted to operate on.
Oh, that he was the jaundice. The jaundice child.
Yes, we have the baby that the interns kicked named Oscar because they found him in a garbage can.
Oscar the Grouch.
Horrible.
That's funny. I didn't make the connection until just now.
But yeah,
you don't remember? Like, that's when she got it in the surgery.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I missed that part. There's so much going on.
Yeah. We can't talk about Calliope's name, but y'all can... But great, you guys are okay with them naming a baby Oscar the Grouch?
They found him in the trash.
That they found in a short, like, future dumpster diver? What is up with that?
That's hilarious. I'm so... That's so glad I just made that connection.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. But the baby, you know, to be dumped in the trash is horrible.
And the sad thing about it was because he had so many heart issues that he had already one heart surgery. Mm-hmm. They found out that he was going to need at least a couple more. Mm-hmm. And the parents either couldn't afford it, didn't want to deal with it. I mean, obviously, it was probably both. But God. They just dumped him in a box.
That's horrible.
In, like, by the dumpster. That's in a cardboard box. How horrible. And Stephanie kicks it. That's how she, like...
Poor Steph. Stephanie was really violent tonight. Like, Gurney massacre. Yeah.
I love that. That was so cute.
But let's talk about Edwards. You know, I really like her evolution as a character this season, because when the interns first premiered last season, we were like, ugh, you know, we're trying to figure them out. But now they have so much more depth, especially her after being stood up at the altar or being dumped at the wedding.
Yeah.
You know, and then throughout the course of tonight's episode, we see her avoiding Jackson. She can't be in a room with him and all this. And it really hits home for me, because I remember having that same feeling about someone I was, like, really in love with and we broke up.
Oh.
And Like, that storyline is very personal to me, because I know exactly. I mean, we've all been there.
Yeah, we had to work with someone that you like.
Meredith and Derek.
Yeah.
It was very, very similar to the whole Meredith and Derek when Derek went back with Addison.
Right.
Ooh,
the thing is that Avery ain't even that hot.
Stop it. Avery is sexy. Stop it.
He's super sexy. Owen. He's Stop it. Definitely not Owen. Now he could get it.
No, Owen's not the one.
Owen is the one.
I mean, Edward, she did have an evolution of her character tonight.
Right.
You know, like, she was hiding behind places to not see Avery.
Right.
That moment when she walked into the elevator, because she was like, oh gosh, I can't really avoid the elevator, you know, if he's already on it. Mm-hmm. And she like stopped him in his tracks. He couldn't apologize.
Right.
But when they finally got to HR after he hit her with, after she hit him with the gurney,
accidentally.
Maybe? I really enjoyed her speech. You know, like,
it's the truth though. That's the only
way
you can deal with it.
Boo Boo Bear.
She didn't move on. She essentially what she said was.
It's true. She didn't
I'm not
move on.
Because exactly. I don't like I said.
I can't
I know exactly,
care anymore.
Yeah, I can't, because it's killing me. Like. You know, and she, disclaimer, look, if I spit on you, if I don't talk to you, if I look at you weird, you know, that's your bad. Like, you just have to deal with it, because I don't care anymore. And though I think that in itself is harder to hear from someone than them being mad at you, or them being that brutally honest and have that laser fine dialogue with you,
like,
that's so unforgiving.
It's what I do when I fight. You just kill him with kindness. Like, you know.
But she wasn't
kind. You tell the truth. She was a little kind. Like,
not really. It was cold. I don't think it was kind. I think it was cold. She was just
She finally allowed him to have. Okay, maybe.
I don't even think she allowed him to
not
do
really.
Anything. What? I just really think she just cut it off.
Right.
She's not letting him. She's letting him feel however he wants to feel.
Right.
And she's not going to care either way.
Let's
she's
see completely... next week.
She's
She'll
be
killing
girl.
Him with kindness.
No, she's not going to be that girl.
But she wants to just basically detach. But I don't think she was nice. I think that it was just very cold and unfeeling.
Right.
All right,
And the monologue that Meredith gave was, why does it always feel so good to unload, to get rid of things and stuff like that? And I do think that there was, the irony was that it didn't feel good to her. That probably hurt more. She was hurting so bad that was her only way of coping, was to, like, you're dead to me.
Yeah, but now that it's done, it will
Yeah.
Subside.
I'm actually glad she didn't say that.
Yeah.
She didn't say, she just said, you just simply exist.
That's a step above, a notch
yeah.
above.
Yeah, killing him with kindness.
Yes,
hello.
You know?
Okay, fine. There's a little bit of kindness
kind.
In there.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe not.
At least he wasn't dead.
That's right.
And we have a foreshadowing of events to come with Calliope and Derek about their clinical trial, I guess. They're forever clinically trying something in that.
They should be
slash
there
nothing
hospital.
Is well, yeah, nothing's like really come about. But anyways,
the brain mapping, right?
Yes.
Yes, the sensors were not. They're not allowed to use the sensors that they were using at the hospital. They have to use the ones that are patented. And this storyline was just a whatever. So it happened. you know. But you know, Callie was basically getting dumped on this episode. That storyline
always does.
Yes,
I remember you saying that when we were watching.
Either you're getting shot, killed, or dumped on at Seattle Grace That Hospital.
Because and a lot of it happens to Callie.
That's why I'm not pro Calzona. I want Calzona to detach and get rid of all the drama and be happy like when George was alive and she was dancing in her drawers in the basement.
Yeah, but he dumped on her probably a lot worse than most.
But she was happier then.
Maybe. Before she found out the truth.
Poor, gosh.
No, but I feel like at the end of the episode with them, I feel like the happiness is coming back. They've finally had a place where it's just open and honest, and now they both hopefully are understanding in a way that we hadn't seen in a minute.
Yeah. Well,
he was not listening to me.
because the thing about let's fast forward to the end of the episode where, you know, they have another monologue where Arizona finally says,
that's the one that everyone cried at. So,
but it wasn't touching to me. And I'm sorry, After Buzzers.
Here's the thing. You are a cold-hearted person. I'm not cold.
You know what was touching to me, Kel?
The
Post-its wedding was touching to me. That was amazing. That was love and everything that should be right in a relationship. That was touching. But Arizona telling Callie yet again, she's apologizing. I'm sorry. I've been selfish. Blah, blah, blah. It's like, it's the same monologue over and over again, just with different words.
It's true. It is the... Go ahead.
Okay, I get it. Yes. The apology, yes. Very repetitive. But the difference about it was, is that she actually understood something. She understood what she was doing, and she also was afraid that everything that she's been doing up to this point is going to cause her to lose one of the most important things that she has. She finally realizes that.
Sure.
So she learned a lesson. We watched her kind of learn and come to this realization. And that in itself is touching when you actually can see somebody grow.
Exactly.
And they admit it and they're so open about it. And to the point where it's like, I figured this out and I'm sorry that it took me this long and you had to go through all of this. And I finally did it. And now I'm afraid that it's too late, that you're over it.
Yeah.
That was the difference.
Well, the good thing was Callie, you know, magically some Willy skates, you know, appeared and everything was wonderful. And
that
Calzone
was the touching part. That was cute. I mean, the bonding again. And
I mean, she's completely right. Yeah. Like when all these other apologies, it's time after time, all these other apologies just kind of didn't matter because we can tell from the viewership that her character really didn't mean it. Now, I think tonight she meant it. She did learn something. And that's where the touching part was. You weren't feeling it.
I was there, guys. You guys make amazingly valid points. I get it. After Buzz, I know you guys feel the same thing too. My thing is just, I guess because I'm in a loving relationship with someone who I love and adore, and I would never do anything to hurt this person. And I look at how good Callie.
I'm sure you've been selfish in a way that's not like cheating or anything else crazy like that, where it might have been like a fight in the relationship.
Well, yeah, but
and then you feel like you were right. Maybe this is all hypothetical.
but you probably apologize,
but you probably didn't mean it.
Never. I always mean it.
Okay.
I always mean every problem. But sorry, I get the point you're making.
You are a very perfect person, Jason. Yes. You're a very perfect person.
He's perfect.
And you cannot relate to the struggles of Calzona.
I think I want them to be happy. I guess I'm just tired of them not being happy. That's why I feel I am a sensitive person. I am sensitive to their story. But it's just like, oh, can they get their happy ever after for like 2 seconds?
Well, that's where we're going. That's what the this
okay,
is,
it's
this
a
is
slow process. Yes, I guess.
But also, because it's a drama and like all this stuff, you have to think of all the traumatic things. I mean, hopefully you haven't had to deal with anything to the extremes of what poor Calzona has to deal with in their life.
She's been dumped on time after time, hard to relate
in that sense. But
I know, but I also got a smile on my face seeing a little Crowan interaction tonight. First of all, they're sexy, dude.
They're good together. He's not sexy. They're cute together.
They both can get it.
So they're cute.
I want a Crowan sandwich.
I don't know. Is it the ginger? No, I'm gonna get in trouble for saying ginger.
No, it is the Scottish redhead. But she has her own swag that's very sexy. But they just have that banter between the two. Because she straight up went up to him and was like, you know, you screwed up. You got what you wanted. So what happened? She wanted to know the tea.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted to know. It was all tea, all shade. She wanted to know everything. Like, so mean.
Well, I love how Meredith was gossiping to get her in that room. Because that was hilarious.
Yeah.
You know, like, basically telling Yang, you know, that they broke up. And Yang is like, I don't know. Yang wants him bad.
Of course. Right? They want each other. And then Owen's like, well, you know what happened last week, what that was. And she's like, oh, I know what that was. That was sex. That was hot sex.
I mean, I wanted them to answer those questions. I'm like, wait, did he not think what it was, what it is, what it was? Like, there was a little mind game
in there. Emma was not good for him. He needs, Emma was too, you know, Susie Homemaker. He thought he wanted you know, the step for why. But what he needed was some Christina Yang in his life. And now that she's leaving the show, everything about Christina Yang is just setting her up to leave. All her monologues, all her
tonight,
advice she gives, it's like, where are you going? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, when that friend's all...
Giving Shane the case of the baby, like,
and
in 10 years
from now, you will... You
don't put my name on it, put his name on it. It's like, yeah, she's
like
setting up to leave.
10 years? 10 seasons? 10 years?
Don't leave. Sad. It's like, you know, it's like when your best friend moves, or that person that you're used to seeing every day, and you weren't really close to, but then they leave, you're like, oh, I really miss this person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be like.
Aw. Miss you, Tim. Inside joke.
All right. Hey, you guys, go to iTunes, rate us, leave us a comment, tell a friend. We'd love to hear from you as we do every week. The comments just keep coming. You guys educate us on things about Grey's we don't know about. We just love the interaction. It's wonderful. We're glad you're fans. We're super fans. We're glad you're ours too.
And tell a friend.
Tell a friend. Tell a friend.
Share it on Facebook.
Woo!
And tweet it out.
Tweet. Woo!
YouTube share.
Okay,
all right, we're done.
All right.
Wait, who said hashtag nut punch? What was that?
Me. I think that was Joe.
Joe. Mm-hmm. She wanted to do the nut punch.
So I guess that's our hashtag for tonight, nut punch.
Mm-hmm. You know why. Do you know what that's from?
No.
It's from another movie. I won't get into it, but it's funny.
Oh.
Or is it?
Nut punch. That's kind of violent, nut punch. I mean, we can't say breast punch or anything like that.
I don't know. I don't remember. Anyways, it was cute.
So we have creepy kidney guy in Kepler.
Yes.
Creepy kidney guy. And you know what? Believe it or not, I know people that would actually feel that way. You know, like...
Give it back.
The conditions were this, but they're not this. I mean, okay, I work for a major telecom company that, you know, contracts are a big thing with customers. So if the contract says, I get unlimited data, you better damn well give me unlimited data with no conditions. So I get why creepy kidney guy wanted his kidney back. But I think...
Now, do you, though? Do you really think he wanted the kidney back, mm-mm, or was it deflection?
It was total deflection.
Because he totally missed his friend.
He took the words right out of my mouth, Kel. I think he was coming. He couldn't deal with the situation his friend was in, and that to me was heartbreaking. When Joe, whose real name is Josephine, according to someone on Twitter, we gave her a real name. It's Joelle.
Joanne.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like
Johanna.
Ooh. Josephine.
Joniqua. Joe apostrophe to the top, Quisha. No, but she comes out while Kevin's trying to save her life from this guy and says, oh my God, he went into, you know,
he died.
Yeah, cardiac arrest. And the guy's like, oh my God.
All his organs are going in the trash. So everything was about the trash tonight.
Yeah. Because it was about throwing it away.
Yes.
So, God, way to have that running theme, Grace. God, you're genius.
Go ahead.
No, you had to start.
Well, the guy with the care, that wanted his kidney back, I mean, he looked distraught. He didn't look like he was really wanting that kidney back.
Right.
So it was just kind of interesting that he was, like, stalking Kepner the whole night. I think that was a really cute twist that Grey's always does.
Yes.
But one of our fans on Twitter, Gene in B. Moore, he made a good point that the kidney guy is married to Christina Hendricks from Mad Men. Just a little side note.
Side note. Well, I felt like, first of all, why would you spell his name Tom with T-H-O-M? It's always a weird word. And I felt like when he heard that his friend died, he got nut punched.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think he did.
Yeah, and it was sad. Those moments of Grey's are always like, ugh.
He got nut punched. Okay, a little slow on the uptake, but
yeah,
I got it.
Because, you know, when you get that news that, like, makes your heart drop, whatever it is, be it good or bad, you, like, to take a moment.
It takes a moment to hit you. Yeah. Hit him hard. He got nut punched.
Yeah, I mean, I can't even imagine my best friend. They've been friends since, they were in seventh grade, he said.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible. And he thought he saved his life at one point, and it kind of makes you, you know, definitely a deeper connection there with that.
Deeper connection.
Super sad.
I thought one of the comical parts of tonight was when Arizona was blow-drying her prosthetic leg.
It's not funny. But, I mean, the whole leg situation, like, I can't believe she broke her leg, and then she had to wear that other leg that gives her blisters.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That was really interesting when Karev came in and he like couldn't even look at her. Like he was like, yeah. What? Too much.
I will say that I'm loving, for all you Calzona fans, I love Arizona's new hairstyles.
It's
back
cute.
To the original. She's cute with that one. The long one wasn't working for her.
But yeah, I love the little curls, little bob cut. She works it.
She works it. And Ross, he looks like, you know, Ross.
Ross is good looking. Stop it.
Okay.
I mean, he's not like fine, but he's okay, decent.
Okay. He's not fine.
He's like, not fine, but he's like fine. Decent.
But at least he's kind of getting his bearings back.
Right. Mojo back.
Because the chief, even though
back.
He's not the chief is always
be the chief. Love that line.
And which we knew that
as
because.
As far as you're concerned.
Right, yeah. Because, I mean, he just walks around the office, around the hospital, collects a paycheck, doesn't do it.
No, he's been doing work lately.
He started doing surgery.
You can't say that. He didn't do a surgery tonight, but he's been doing them.
He's, you know, working. Like, you work with those people that you don't know what they do, but they're mm-hmm. there every day doing something.
Yeah, just busy work, looking busy.
Yeah, looking busy. But tonight's episode, I think one of the standout things was just the underlying theme of throwing things away and mm-hmm. getting rid. Because I think whoever writes the ending, the opening, the prologue, and the epilogue, mm-hmm. they do such a fantastic job of saying what we're thinking of what we've thought at one point in our lives or another. Because I, for the life of me last week, was trying to get rid of all this stuff in my apartment that I didn't need. And I was looking
shed.
Around. Yeah, and I was looking around and just being like, why do I have this? Oh, this reminds me of this. Or, you know, it's... And then so the minute I got rid of it, I immediately felt better and there was a different energy in the apartment that felt good. Mm-hmm. And I asked myself the same question. Why does it feel so good to just get rid of things? Like when you move out of an apartment, just throw it all away.
Yeah.
You're like, wow. And it's very uplifting and very feng shui, I guess.
Oh. Yeah. Spring cleaning.
Yeah.
Spring cleaning.
And I never believed in that stuff. I always thought that was in people's minds. Like, you know, an element.
No, it's
thing.
Good to shed. I
definitely
think,
feels lighter.
Yeah, I think if you let go, I mean, in this episode, the interns let go of a lot of different things. Shane has let go of, like, him screwing up. I think this is his episode to move over that hump and we can move past it and find another drama to go over. I think... Karev, hopefully he will sign the I love her contract.
Yeah. Which is so dope. Who would name it? Is that what? Well, you know what? Next week when our legal counsel, Jason Romrosen, we'll talk about those things.
Mm. Actually, my old job had one of those. Contracts.
It was called a love
it's
contract?
It's called a love contract.
Did you ever sign one of those, Kelly?
I did not. Oh. But I don't disclose my relationships.
Right. Well, I used to date my boss at McDonald's, if that's
stop it. Oh, my gosh.
I did.
You were coming up, huh? How many Happy Meals did you walk home with?
I had double quarter pounders every day.
Yes!
Work
McFlurry.
Yeah, dude, those 101 Dalmatian toys, I had all 101.
So ridiculous.
The walk-in fridge was so hot.
Stop just kidding. It.
Anyway.
Ooh, is that where it goes down?
Yes. Because it's soundproof. Dirty.
A mess.
We just took a very, very crazy turn.
Crazy turn for the worst. I want, you know, when I saw Christina and Owen joking together and being happy together, I was like, yes, that's so.
Get back together.
For sure.
Because, and adopt that child.
Because.
Yes! Take the baby.
Take Oscar? The baby.
Take
Oscar.
She's the cardiothoracist. Perfect. She can take, just, you know.
Ooh, storyline.
Well.
She takes off with the baby and drives into the sunset.
With?
Not with Owen, because he's the chief.
No, I mean, maybe with the other one that's coming back.
I saw some pictures, so I can't say anything. Ugh, I looked ahead.
Did you?
We'll talk soon.
All right, then. Well, let's move on to news and gossip.
Woo!
AfterBuzz TV News.
So, we already talked about it, but I think it's still really cool that they're actually focusing on these 80s tunes because Shauna's a really big fan of 80s music, and I am too. All
Me
day today,
too.
It was Tears for Fears, Spandau Ballet. I even had to whip out the Skid Row album.
Oh, no.
White Boy rocks everything.
White Boy. Well, I have a little bit of news. We were supposed to release a special guest that's supposed to be coming on the show. We have some Twitter fans who've been wondering who that special guest is. Unfortunately, they had to reschedule. Should we release the name?
Yeah, why not? Let's do it.
Miss Sarah Drew will be in AfterBuzz. Not next
Once
week
again.
Like we hoped, but very soon.
Very
we'll
soon.
Definitely get back to you when that happens.
Yeah, she could not wait to come back, and she's dying to talk about all the yummy and juicy tidbits that are going on behind the scenes.
And I had some great questions already lined up for her.
Me
she's
too.
She's got a lot going on this episode, this season, and in her personal life. So
awesome.
We'll definitely get to that then.
Yes. All right, then. Let's move on to predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Woo! I predict. I guess I'll start, right?
Sorry, go ahead, start.
Because you were looking at me like predict something. I don't like going first because then when you guys start, I'm like, ooh, that was my prediction, but that's fine. What's happening next week anyways?
What was that? There's a prenup situation going on with April and Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Our favorite mama's coming back.
Debbie Allen back.
She's back. I mean, they led us to believe, like, Avery was saying he's done. And then they showed April's face, but I think he's just done with the whole situation with his mom.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're going to sign that prenup.
Now it's already too late, right? They're already married.
Well, but
the legal guy will be here next week.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
How long do you have?
Different states have different jurisdictions.
I'll be like, we're already married. That's enough.
That's my community property.
I mean, he comes from money, but they're both doctors, so they have money. So it's like,
Right, but I think his money's more in a trust, and I think there's certain stipulations for trust.
Oh, of course.
Having, like, you know, actual net worth.
Well, he should have thought about that before.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Mama Debbie Allen, she's going to be like, nah, you ain't getting none of these coins, girl. None of these coins.
None of them.
Hunty.
What else happened?
There's
Calliope and Derek.
And that whole, she's going to sue him. She wants her research.
The full extent of the law.
But she doesn't have enough to back him up, right?
That's what I wonder, and it's going to be good to talk about it next week, is how is it all in his name, those censors? So did he come up with the censors and she was helping him with the research? I honestly just can't really remember how that whole thing started.
Wasn't the president said that they have to use stuff that he supplies him?
When they hired him, they took his censors with him, and now they're going to patent them as theirs. So they technically can't work on them anymore because they don't own them.
Got it.
That's at least the way that I thought it to be.
And that's why she said, "Oh, you got new friends. You want to go play with your new toys?"
Yes.
Got it.
So he had already started, and then he invited her to participate. Right? Is that how it was?
Yes.
So that's how they end up being his censors, and she had no say so in that.
No.
That's what I was wondering: is how did they come with him? They must have been his first she was invited.
I was taking it the other way, but I could be completely wrong, that they wanted to hire him because they had censors that they wanted to use. They just wanted his mind to help facilitate their censors. But I could be wrong. Let's definitely do a little homework on that for next week.
To rewatch that.
I want to rewatch it, too.
And I predict that we will have an amazing guest in the coming weeks. And I do think that Jackson and Edwards will become friends again. They'll have more dialogue. They'll open up. There won't be this animosity,
the dust settles.
Yeah, and like I said, I don't like to predict anything because I like to be surprised, so I think you guys pretty much hit the nail on the head with what could possibly happen, but we'll see. That's the beauty of grace.
We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
All right, more 80s music next week.
Yeah, cannot wait. I hope they do like Madonna, like a virgin or
something. Oh, yeah, but not slow ballad. Can we pick it up a little bit?
Or maybe, Love is a Battlefield?
Ooh. Yes,
we
need
that.
And thank you again for all the people that tweet us throughout the episodes and all day long. We love you.
Love you guys.
Yes. Keep it coming.
Star Session, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter at StarrSession and all social media networks at my name. And at Say What Web Show.
And Kelly O.
You can find me at Kelly with an IE079.
And you can find me on Twitter at JDC Forever, on Facebook at the Jason Carter fan page, and at the SayWhatWebShow.com. Until next time, you guys, have a great week. Mwah. Love you. See you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.